Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
I don't know what you think, but I'm beginning to wonder if I've been on the wrong track all my life. I've been quarreling with Benny Puller. What started out as an ordinary lunch for two finished up... One stage, I thought old Benny was going to let me have it with a fish fork. But I tell you, it's no joke. Benny says I've no right to stick to Stella, when all the time the boot's on the other foot. Stella sticks to me. I want Marcia and my wife. Can't they get that into their heads? Here I am. While I'm under such an obligation to Stella, and I did ask her to marry me when all's said and done, I just have to let matters take their course. Anyway, why should I worry? If I don't get some business soon, I'll be broke completely. And then I'll have more to think about than my love life.
Hi there, Jeff. I grabbed the mail on my way up.
Good girl. Thanks. By whom are we being dunned this day of April?
Only one way to find out. Well, anyone suing us?
Hey, just listen to this. The Southcott Electrical Company want to know if we'd care to handle their importing and shipping on two new agencies of... Would we care to?
No.
Yes, read it yourself. Ha ha, we're in business. We've got ourselves some business, do you hear that? Ho ho!
Here, here, steady on.
We've actually got a customer with money in the bank. Ha ha, Miss Bronson to arms for the typewriter. Quick, before they change their minds. A letter of acceptance.
All right, there's no need to go on like a dervish.
The Southcott Electrical Company... 333 Kendrick Street, S2. Dear sir.
If it's not too much to ask, do you mind if I get the cover off this machine, boss?
Well, shake it up. You're not showing much enthusiasm for our bright new shiny meal ticket.
Come to think of it, no, I'm not.
Well, for Pete's sake, why not?
These Southcott people. Why should they come to us?
Why? Well, ours not to reason why. Ours but to...
Reply. But if you'll calm down for 2 seconds, you'll wonder why they didn't go to Bendigo's.
Eh?
I seem to remember them dealing with Bendigo's once before, in our time. Or have you forgotten so soon?
That's right, so they did. Listen, what's on your mind?
There couldn't be someone nursing you along out of the kindness of their hearts, could there?
Shoving some business our way, you mean? Oh, I should hardly think so. Hang it, there aren't so many accounts around that people can afford to be choosing.
I didn't say they could afford it. I just merely see the hand of a certain ex-wife of yours meddling, as always.
Now look, Stella.
It's as plain as the nose on your face. This firm wouldn't even be aware of our existence as an agency.
We've practically beggared ourselves advertising, haven't we?
Yes, until this we've not had one bite. And then suddenly up pops a customer who's never dealt with anyone but Bendigo's before.
Just suppose you're right. What do you suggest we should do about it? Turn them down?
Yes.
Aren't you getting super sensitive about Marcia?
Getting? I always have been. This is just about the last straw. If there's one thing I won't accept from Marcia, it's a handout.
Now, just a minute. For all you know, you may be talking a lot of tripe. And if you're not, it's still up to me to decide what we do about this. Understand, Stella? One of my bones of contention with Marcia... was her interference in matters that were strictly up to me. I wouldn't take it from her, and I'm not going to take it from you either, okay?
So you're just going to accept this, are you, Jeff?
Stella, I most certainly am. The chap with a wooden leg covered himself with gold and syrup and hundreds of thousands and went as a toffee apple.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Mr. Palmer.
Yeah. Then it was the one about the chap... Look who's here.
Afternoon, Charlie. Rum Collins, thanks. Make it straight from Cuba. Ah, Palmer.
Greetings, my lamb. Looking for me? Well, Angela, dear, I'm very easy to avoid. Look at all the empty tables.
It so happens I prefer to be up at the bar.
It's too bad for you. They don't serve drinks out of a bowser. It would speed up your intake, sir. What are you looking for?
I seem to be out of fags. Hey, Charlie. Large of corks, thanks.
Yeah. Help yourself.
Sweet.
Ram Collins, Mr. Stone.
Thanks.
You know, it's amazing the way you're stubbornly drinking yourself to death. I shouldn't be surprised to hear of your sad demise any day.
Little boy blue. Would you weep for me?
I'd weep for you with pleasure.
Darling, I can see a different picture.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't a care in the world, have you? Blithe, winsome Mr. Palmer. Wallowing in glee at having scored off so many people and made it pay.
Many are called ducks, but few are chosen. Can I help it if I'm always two jumps ahead?
Of everyone?
Well, I don't see any of the Bendigo crowd snapping at my heels.
I wasn't thinking of Jeff and Marcia.
No? Then who did you have in that vacant space of yours up there under the hat?
That, darling, you may ponder on. Well, well. An ex-girlfriend of yours.
Huh? Where?
Just coming in the door with a naval type. Got it, he didn't see a thing.
The redhead? Oh, I've never seen him before in my life.
Oh, my mistake. Well, darling, I adore your company, but I have to toddle.
Oh, so soon.
So sorry. Bye.
Goodbye, Angela. Give my regards to the pilgrims, if and when, won't you?
I'll give them more than that, Palmer. I didn't think I'd get it so easily. Now for Regent Street and Inspector James.
I say, Charlie, you didn't grab my cigarette case by mistake, did you?
Not me, Mr. Palmer.
Well, it was lying here on the bar. Didn't you see what became of it?
I've been up the other end of the bar, Mr. Palmer.
Well, someone's whizzed it off.
Maybe Mrs. Tennant slipped it into a bag, like you said, by mistake.
Yes, it must have been Angela. But was it by mistake?
But I'm frightened, Inspector. You have to do something.
What can I do?
But Harry Palmer's threatening me.
With what?
Oh, he doesn't say it straight out, but he's threatening to kill me.
Now, look, Mrs. Tennant. Are you sure you're not letting your imagination run away with you? Sure, I know the setup. But Palmer can't do a thing to you now. He'd be insane to it anyway. What's in it for him? What's he to gain?
All I know is I'm in danger. Inspector James, you must give me some protection.
Oh, come. Harry Palmer's too shrewd to try getting you out of the way. At this stage of the game, there's no reason why he should.
He says that with me alive, he can never be safe.
But he is safe. If there was any way I could pick that chap up, Mrs. Tennant, don't you worry. I'd have done it long ago. These threats now, just what do they consist of? What does he say exactly?
Twice, three times he's telephoned. And said if I don't keep quiet, I won't live long. And this afternoon I ran into him in a bar. He hints. He doesn't actually say anything, but he hints.
Well, I'm afraid it's not good enough, Mrs. Tennant. If anything happened to you, we'd be making a beeline to Palmer's door. He knows that. And he's not the chap to stick his neck out when he only has to sit tight and we'll never be able to touch him.
You don't believe me. You think I'm making it up.
It's not that I don't believe you, Mrs. Tennant. I merely think you're making a mountain out of a molehill. Now, you run along. I'm busy. Keep out of Palmer's way.
All right. But if anything does happen to me, I hope they make you a traffic cop, Inspector James.
Woman's neurotic. Palmer would no more bump her off than I would. 6 months on the wagon, that's what she needs.
Thank you. Angela, answer your phone. I want my cigarette case.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that you, Angela? Listen, about my cigarette case, you didn't freeze onto it this afternoon at the ambassador's, did you? Angela? You there? Angela? Angela? Blast. Cut off. What's the matter with her? Why doesn't she answer? She's there. She answered before. I heard her distinctly before we were cut off. But maybe we weren't. Maybe she doesn't want to answer. What's going on? Yes, what's going on?
No, Harry, dear boy, not yet. You can't come for your cigarette case yet. Soon, maybe. A day or two. Should be long enough. Long enough to sew you up tight. Tighter than tight. Long enough to fix you, boy blue. Fix you for good.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.